Now to a shop of a different kind, the kind that might pop up in your neighbourhood a few times a year, in someone's front yard or garage. Yes, it's that great Australian tradition of the weekend garage sale. For some, it's an addiction. Others wouldn't get out of the car. For one morning, amateur entrepreneurs open up their garages and let the local community rifle through their unwanted stuff. For buyers, it's a chance to make something new again and help the environment by recycling. As the garage doors roll up, Radio National's Mike Williams investigates this cultural ritual.
It's a hobby and you never know what you're going to find. It's interesting. It's not going to the supermarket or David Jones or Myers. It's always something different, something from the past.
What's been the greatest thing you've ever picked up at a garage sale?
Recently I picked up a python skin.
A python skin? A snake skin?
I think it's python. 6 foot, 2 tape measures long.
Who had it? And what are you going to do with it?
Well, I look at it.
What do you do?
You could cut it up and make handbags, or you could make wallets, or you could, you know, make all sorts of things with it.
You can't buy snake skin from your local fabric shop, can you?
I suppose not. I've never tried.
How often do you come to garage sales?
I would love to do it every weekend and during the week if possible, but my other half does not agree.
What does he think about garage sales?
He thinks I'm around the bend.
Earphones, iPod covers, novelty phones,
fake phones,
display phones,
those little balls that sit on your desk at work that click together and continuously go.
We've got a flatbed scanner, we've got a projector watch,
we've got wallets,
business card holders,
an ashtray from Hawaii,
key rings to keep your keys together,
we've got iPod cases,
laptop cases,
a laptop that doesn't work but the charge is still good.
We've got boomerangs, two
PlayStation games, PC game, one of my favourites, Plants vs Zombies,
on MYOB accounting,
follow the Waratahs or you just love Energy Australia, there's a hat for you.
Wallets? Make me an offer.
All of those magazines there for all your technology needs.
You've also got Zoo, which is a softcore porn magazine which you left out, but yeah.
Yes. Well, you know...
In suburban Sydney, the Maxwell family have pulled their unwanted dust collectors together and are hosting their first ever garage sale. The sun is out, they've done their promo, and the location? Busy. Perfect garage sale conditions. It is, after all, spring, garage sales season. Guy's 22, and today he owns half of the front yard. He instigated the event.
I wanted to have a garage sale because I wanted to make that next transition in my life where I'm looking at moving out of home, getting rid of the kids' stuff that I own, and maybe saving a bit of money to move into the adult world. I volunteered at a garage sale a few months ago and I thought, this is great, there's a lot of people here. Yeah, I've got a lot of stuff that I want to get rid of. I want to move out, start afresh, and a garage sale is a great way to do that. I put an ad in the paper, I put up a few signs around the street, got all my friends and family, said, if you want to sell something, come set up a stall as well. So we had about 8 people today contributing to the garage sale.
Lauren and Sean are Guy's sister and brother-in-law. They're part of the garage sale for their own reasons.
Bit sad to see some of the kids' clothes go, but they were taking up a lot of storage space in the garage. And we've had our 2 kids and we sort of think that we won't have any more. A more would be a blessing, but we want to, I guess, financially get ahead. Mm. Yeah. So you can have the holidays and the, you know, the nice furniture and things. It is probably the next chapter, yeah.
I didn't really know what to expect. I've actually never been to a garage sale, so to have one without actually having ever been to one was probably a little unusual, I guess.
It's not even 9 o'clock yet, but already the garage sale's in full swing. A couple of people even knocked on the door during the week to get a sneak preview of the goods. All ages and all nationalities have come to celebrate this cultural ritual. I've broken them down into 3 categories, the addicts, the casual passers-by, and those that won't even leave the car.
There are definitely people who are enthusiasts of a garage sale, and they're obviously looking for certain things, but I don't think you can pigeonhole or stereotype people who go to garage sales, because I think we saw all walks of life today.
I'm addicted to garage sales. And if it's cheap, I can't resist it. I collect a lot of books. I'll never ever read them in the time I've got left in my life. But I just can't help it. I never had any books when I was a kid, so...
So now you feel like you've got to stock up.
Yeah.
Other people's trash is other people's treasure.
Do you think garage sailing is addictive?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's unbelievable what you can pick up for next to nothing. And I think you've got to have it in your blood, because some of my friends go, oh, my God, how can you... Second-hand things, second-hand clothes, bit of nappy sand for clothes, couple of days soak, that's fine.
In the spirit of the event, the Maxwells opened it up to their neighbours. Next-door neighbour Michelle took up the offer.
Michelle's mother-in-law sent her these boots for either Christmas or birthday one year. She obviously didn't know her terribly well, did she?
Describe the boots for me. They're quite unique.
To the knee. They're purple. Soft. I can't actually see how they'd stay up. So you didn't wear them actually anywhere, no. So we hope if we could sell those, it would be a very interesting story, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what sort of person would pay money. Half the fun of garage sales is their unpredictable nature. At any one, you could find the perfect item you never knew you always needed. If the boots do get sold, Guy will probably be the one to do it. He is doing a marketing degree after all. He talked me through some of the basic tactics he's using today.
Product knowledge is essential. As it was my stuff, I could just rattle off every single feature. Ranging. It's setting out your goods and services in an accessible manner. A smile is an important thing. Just say hi, how are you?
Your $30,000, $40,000 marketing degree is starting to come in handy, albeit at a garage sale. Oh, did you find something?
Joke book.
Joke book. Let's have a look in here. Any good ones?
What kind of music do you get when you drop off your rock into a puddle? Plunk rock.
Plunk rock.
For kids, the garage sale environment is the ultimate. Old, big, foreign items at pocket money prices. Patrick's a young enthusiast who's still learning the art of haggling.
Are you going to put one on one day?
Yeah, I've been bugging my parents, but they say, no, we never have the time. They say, yes, we'll do it, but we never have the time for some reason, even though we're barely even busy.
So how much have you racked up so far?
I'm not sure. I haven't even asked the price yet.
You've got to do your haggling.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll go do some haggling with Guy.
Yep.
Push the price down. Yeah. See how much you can get it for.
Yeah, I might go do that now.
Okay, well, let's go over. Have a look.
So how much can I get these games for with the toys in this bag?
Yep, I'd say that'll be $15, because this game just came out about 6 months ago. It's still in a source of $69.95 retail at the moment. So I'll do the whole lot for $15.
Okay, I'll go talk to my parents then.
All right.
So he said I can get all of these toys with these for $15?
And what'd you negotiate?
I'm going to see if I can get it down a bit more.
To what?
To about 14 or 12.
No. Just go really low.
Go really low,
yeah.
Okay.
Go 10,
yeah,
and
but
then
he'll
go 12.50.
Okay. Could I get these for $10 maybe?
All of them?
Yeah, with the toys.
With the toys as well?
Yeah.
Oh, you seem like a nice kid, so I'm going to say yes.
I'll go talk to my parents then. I got it pushed down to $10.
Right.
Very good.
Now you've got to negotiate with me about where you're going to get the 10 from.
Oh, no, not the boots.
Yeah, the boots have had to stay, unfortunately.
What are you going to do with them?
I have no idea. Not wear them, that's for sure.
Still got a lot of clothes here.
We do have a hell of a lot of clothes still. I'll sort through them and send some to charity shops and keep the good stuff for the next one. Not the next child, the next garage sale. Don't worry, don't panic.
Lunchtime's looming and the customers have slowed to a halt. It's been a morning of haggling, bargains and community spirit. The Maxwells now have the terrible task of working out what to do with the items that weren't sold. But Sean's really happy with the outcome overall.
Now that we've got the empty space in there, we can put the stuff that's on the floor into the cupboard. We can actually use the garage for what it's intended and park the car in there, which would be nice.
Garage Sailing was produced by Mike Williams. And a big thanks to the Maxwell family for letting us into their garage. Today's stories have all had themes of new beginnings. New stuff from garage sales, new money from old possessions. And here at 360, we're keen to hear about your new beginning story as our colleagues at ABC Pool launch a new project. Starting something new can be exciting and refreshing, or it can be daunting and scary. It could be a new job, a new family member, a new home, or maybe a new love interest. Whatever it is, we want to hear about it. You can upload any form of media, text, audio, video, or photography. Your work could then be part of a larger radio feature broadcast on Radio National. Just head to ABC Pool and upload your story. pool.abc.net.au. Until next time, I'm Brent Clough, and you've been listening to 360 Documentaries here on ABC Radio National.